Guten Abend, Brendan.
Hello from America, Alan.
The Not a Thing podcast is actually up and running for episode 204. I apologize for last week's absence of the podcast. There was much consternation, but my internet actually went out real bad. And being as we're not recording physically in the same location, we need a little bit of internet, and apparently I had none last week. So sorry about that. Internet is back, so recording is proceeding. It's good to have a little bit of internet. It is nice to record in person, though. We should do that more often, except for the whole, like, we're like 100 miles apart thing. It's you know, it is fun.
if not for geography and space time, yes, it would be perfect.
well, we'll get right into topics today, and we're actually starting with kind of stuff that involves disclosure over time, and that's specifically things like GIFs or video. And this is kind of a callback to a story that we did in insert episode here about the Olympics, the Olympic Committee banning GIFs at the Olympic Games that were made as part of like the an unofficial media package. So only NBC, the video sponsor for the games, had the rights to make the make any kind of GIFs on social media, which we found to be utterly ridiculous. The NFL has decided that they're going to be ridiculous too, and they're banning GIFs and Vines and any kind of video based content from any of the teams or players that are involved in the NFL. So, you know, that little disclaimer where it says, you know, you can't rebroadcast the game without the permission of the NFL? This is them invoking that, apparently.
They didn't get the express written consent.
Right. So it's amazingly not a thing. I guess the teams and players can... they can't even do pictures, even static pictures from the game. It has to be graphics that that don't show any official anything. So no team pictures, no venues. It's it's kind of absurd. We still don't fully understand why they do that. Well, I mean, we know why they do that. They're trying to control their social media presence.
Because it's run by old rich white men.
The fines for it seem pretty good. I mean, I don't know what like those are in relation to like the penalty fines that that you get for like unnecessary roughness and things like that, but. Yeah, I mean, that they're finding them at all is, I think, really silly. Because controlling how people consume media, especially video content, is really a mistake. I think it's the kind of thing that you should let be organic, and then where it works, that's where you apply your, you know, monetary needs or monetization needs. I mean, there's so many ways that you... can get content from sports, and trying to lock it down into one or two modes is really old thinking and not getting with the times of how the internet works.
So. Well, you can see how it's working. Apparently, NFL viewership this season is down 14%, and the NBA, which allows people to post all kinds of stuff, is up 10%. Hmm. So, go Warriors. Also, go Cubs.
Yeah. Yeah, go Cubs. I'm 100% fine with go Cubs, despite the Giants losing, I guess that was Tuesday, and then being eliminated after a horrendous inning. Apparently, the Giants bullpen is not a thing this year.
No.
But I don't know if the if Major League Baseball has similar restrictions, like you can't show video. Because now that I think about it, when I've seen tweets from the Giants, they've always just been pictures. So there might be a similar ban in the in Major League Baseball. That sucks. It's just not compelling. I don't understand. I mean, the way baseball is locked down for who can broadcast the game and when they can actually show it, that's also not a thing. But and I'm not enough of a fan to spring for I forgot the name of the, what is the name of the Major League Baseball like streaming service?
MLB.tv.
Is it just that? That's actually very easy.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't remember that.
But yeah, that it's really exactly as you said. It's really kind of old thinking and monopoly control of how the broadcasting works. And you know, as different modes come up in, you know, of viewing the game or getting any of the content, it seems like restricting it is a mistake. We'll see. we'll see if the NFL bounces back. Maybe not having Coldplay at your Super Bowl will help. Maybe.
No Coldplay.
We're going to move off into another direction. The election is coming soon. It's near and dear to our hearts, and our sample ballots are all over the place.
But our damage to our livers from all the drinking that's going to happen relating to the election.
There's still something like 25 days left for the election.
Too many.
Yeah, it was.
Just pull the Band-Aid off. I'm ready.
It was too many a month ago, at least. But in any case, voting is a thing. Definitely go out and vote. Make an informed choice. But
yeah, if you are informed, vote. If you are not informed, do not vote. Yeah, this whole everybody just go vote thing is bullshit.
Well, in Argentina, they are looking at a way to do e-voting, and it's the party in power is trying to push it through the legislative body there, and that's all well and good, moving them into the internet age or whatever you want to call it for e-voting, but they're also applying a bunch of laws in connection to it that would make it illegal to audit said voting machines. So that's not a thing. It's 100%. No. That's broken. E-voting, the E in e-voting is electronic, and there have been a lot of high-profile electronic breaches in the last year. In the last month, there have been, you know, Yahoo forced me to change my password when I signed into fantasy football last week. It's like ridiculous, but I don't understand how they can think that an electronic voting system is completely impossible to break. We've talked about it so many times on the show about hacking into machines, even machines that are air gapped that we talked about in insert episode here. You can't, or you shouldn't completely trust electronic anything. Having an audit trail should be mandatory, not something that should be made illegal.
Yeah, you need to have evidence to back it up.
I think, and you don't, it doesn't need to be electronic. The state of Oregon does vote by mail. And what they do is they just send a ballot to everyone who's registered through the mail, and then you can send it back. And what one of the things you can do to make sure your vote has been counted is you can log into a website and put in the code from the receipt of your ballot, and it'll pull all that information up if you ever want to see it. I wish California did that. I keep those little stubs from my my voting, but how you can use that to verify anything is beyond me. I don't know, but some way to have votes counted and be recountable would be great. And Argentina, hopefully that doesn't pass, and hopefully they keep a voting system. I suspect that the ruling party wants to implement this for nefarious purposes, but
oh, no way. Politicians are the honest, most honest people on the planet, Alan. It was salty here.
Well, we're going to move away from Argentina, but to something that Argentina exports, which is beef. We're sticking kind of with the with that theme anyway for a little bit. We're going to McDonald's, but not to get any food. We're going to McDonald's, and we're not going to see Ronald, because I guess the McDonald's Corporation is kind of reducing appearances of Ronald McDonald for advertising purposes. Ronald, as you probably know, is a clown, and clowns have been in the news very disturbingly recently. I guess there's been a number of sightings of clowns, supposedly even ones. There have been reports of clowns kind of attempting to lure children away. It's not a thing. Being a clown is not a thing. don't do that. Don't do that. Especially not this year. Real bad idea. I know the Halloween store just down the street from me already put up all of their posters and everything like a month ago. And conspicuously, a week ago, they took down the poster that was of their Joker costume. And I suspect that it is because a number of school districts, or schools anyway, in the Bay Area, from my teacher friends, that they tell me that being a clown is not allowed for Halloween this year in some of the schools. And I actually don't think that's a good idea. I think they should let people dress up as clowns, because then you know who the crazies are in the schools. But that's just me. I've never wanted to dress up as a clown. I feel like that's it's not a thing.
People can do what they want even when they're wrong. America.
We're going to move out. We're going to stick with the beef theme. Like I said earlier, we're moving over to a company called Beyond Meat. And this is a company that makes, as you might guess, meat substitutes. They make a chicken, it's like chicken crumbles is what they call it. But it's supposed to be grilled chicken that's like chopped up. They also make a veggie burger kind of substitute, and they also make a brand of burger that is getting some headlines as it was just released to the public. And this burger, it's a veggie burger, 100% vegetable protein, but when you cut into it, it bleeds. And the way they do that is they apparently put a bunch of beets into the into the mix for the burger. It's sort of novel. I'm not sure at all how that works, but apparently they have a bunch of high-profile investors. So Bill Gates is on record as one of their investors. He's quoted as saying that he couldn't tell the difference between the fake meat or fake chicken and real chicken. I don't know. It's chicken. It's going to take on the flavor of whatever spices you put on it. But beef is really a tough thing to emulate. I would like to try their Beyond Burger when it comes around. That'd be interesting. I would like to have like a real burger like next to it on hand for when I eventually
throw. I mean, I would definitely I would like to try it.
Yeah.
But The aspects of eating actual meat, the fact that it bleeds is not really the selling point. If I'm eating a burger and it's bleeding, maybe cook it some more. Like, should ground beef, you should be cooking medium. Now, a steak, that's different, but a burger, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But they apparently just got another investor. Tyson Foods bought a 5% stake, haha, in Beyond Meat. And that's it's novel. I don't think Tyson does any this might be their first foray into having a non-meat option. And it's interesting that they went to buy something like that. I think diversifying
Some of their
their
other products are
portfolio.
questionably meat. I've had some of those chicken products. And I say chicken products, I'm not eating chicken or chicken meat.
I feel like chicken especially is sort of problematic. Like
That
the
word, the word chicken gets thrown around a lot when I'm not sure it's actually chicken meat.
Right. Well, maybe they're diversifying their portfolio, and I don't I'm sure they'd still have to market it as not meat or having different products in it. I wonder if they could just, whatever filler they're using now, they just fill it with, the chicken crumbles from Beyond Meat, if they would have to change how they disclose it or not. Probably not. Well, I mean, hopefully it's only a 5% stake, so they're not buying out their intellectual property and trying to, use their flavorings or whatever to emulate, beef or chicken or whatever else they're doing. Which is probably it's a lot of the thing again, the flavors there, but it's really, for me, it's just the texture and how it how it takes a char for cooking it and things. It's that's gonna be real hard to tell. I don't know. I think it's a thing. I think it's a valid thing. I also think that if you're using kind of meat substitutes, it's probably a temporary thing for you if you're trying to go vegetarian or vegan. But more power to you if you're trying to do that. Beyond Meat, it sounds like an interesting company. But we'll keep an eye on that. I haven't heard anything recently about any lab grown burgers or anything like that, where there was like a couple stories of that when we were first starting out. It'd be interesting to see if any more progress has been made for stuff like that. Because I really do like eating like actual meat. It's tasty.
It's real tasty.
We're gonna move to something that isn't tasty, at least for humans, and that's carbon nanotubes, which are sort of tasty if you're a silkworm, I guess. So silkworms, they eat a bunch of like leaves and things, and they can make a silk, like a spider like makes a web. They can make a silk that they use for cocoons and things like that. Scientists have figured out that the digestive processes or whatever they are doing to make that silk is based around a lot on their food. And so they fed carbon nanotubes, graphene, essentially, to silkworms, and they found out that the silk that the silkworms produced is A, stronger. It has kind of a more, resilient structure to it, and it conducts electricity, because having graphite or graphene in it, you've essentially made an organic factory for like electrically conductive webs, super webs. Nature is amazing. I think the researchers don't fully understand what the processes were to make this web. I don't know if it's something that they can use or have any kind of practical applications for it. I think it was just an experiment to see what would happen, and then when they figured out what would happen, it was pretty fantastic. So so that's interesting. I think the you know, those, hopefully those silkworms don't get too cognizant of what they're producing and then end up making some kind of, I don't know, silkworms aren't really like known outside of making, you know, whatever web things they do. I don't think there've been any, you know, DC or Marvel characters based on silkworms yet.
No, well, I mean, you do have Mothra. With the baby Mothras were like silkworms.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Okay. Yeah, this would be this would be kind of bad because the silk would be extra strong, so it wouldn't be breakable. And then conducting electricity. I don't know, does Mothra throw electric things? Just kind of menaces. Flies around and menaces you. I don't remember there being lightning or anything like that. I don't know. They can work on it, I'm sure. Needs more scientists. Put more scientists on that. But in any case, that that's really interesting. It's like, it really is, you know, enforcing you are what you eat, or the thing you excrete is what you eat. That's probably not not as good.
No.
Of a...
Take it back.
If only we could. If only we could edit. We're going to move on over to an announcement that came out a couple days ago from CoverGirl, makers of makeup and stuff like that. They have signed their first boy model named James, and they're using the hashtag CoverGirlJames. I don't know if if he is actually, I know that he's still he prefers that hashtag. He used it on his Instagram, but it's their first male model for it, and it's, I guess there's enough people that or enough boys that wanted to wear makeup that CoverGirl decided, hey, we should actually embrace this market, and they did, and that's interesting. That's a thing. Good for them.
Well, apparently he has 600,000 Instagram followers and 80,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel, so that might have had something to do with it.
Oh, that was before he was named there.
Yeah.
There's. Oh, wow. Okay. I did not fully read that article then. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot. I don't watch makeup tutorials on YouTube, but I know that people do, and that's a thing. So, you know, good for them for being progressive. I don't think they're going to change the name of their company over this.
Is that going to be Cover People?
No. I don't know. There's an interesting, because they in the article I found, I think it was from the New York Times, they asked a bunch of questions, and one of them is, they asked him what's the difference between what you do putting makeup on and dressing in drag. And his response, I thought, was great. It's like, dressing in drag is trying to appear as a woman, and what I do is just boys wearing makeup. Which I think, you know, you can't argue with. That's, it's as matter of fact as you can be about it, and that's a thing. So you know, being someone that I have put makeup on in the past, it's difficult, and I think I don't know if it makes it any easier if it's designed by CoverGirl expecting a male face underneath, but I don't know. There have been a number of costumes that have required an extensive amount of makeup. Let's just put it that way. Halloween, it's my favorite time of year. But I think it's great. It's good to have, again, positive role models, and it's good to have CoverGirl, you know, not shying away from the market, which apparently is very big. If his Instagram and YouTube following is to be believed. I just don't have enough time to learn stuff from video. I think that's what it is. I think we've talked about
it's like
this.
TLDW.
Yeah. Right.
Give me a highlights video. I don't need the whole thing.
Right. Right. If there were a way to reasonably mark the video to jump ahead to things, that'd be great. But, I think that would mean people would have to acknowledge that nobody watches the whole video. But in any case, we're gonna move over to we're just jumping all over the place here. This is great. We're jumping over to a company which has made something called the Water Seer, and it's a it's a thing that you put in the ground and hook it up, and it's wind powered. And as wind blows through it, and I think there might even be solar as well to it, but it uses the electricity to extract moisture from the air and store it. And it can process something like 11 gallons of water per day, I believe was the rate, which is more than enough for, you know, a single person. It might even be enough for a few houses. So it's meant to be used in any place where you have trouble getting water. I'm going to raise my hand and say California for this one. We do have a storm coming, supposedly, but it's still a drought as far as I know. And it still continues to be a drought. But then also in historically desert places, it seems like a great idea. And it's moisture farming. It's moisture farming from Star Wars, sort of. Well, we never really can tell how those things worked in Star Wars, but Uncle
Owen... Well, you need to get those power converters.
Yeah, down at Tosche Station, right. But But Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, I mean, you know, they did their best.
That didn't turn out well for them.
My favorite
spoiler
meme.
Alert from a movie from the 70s, they got barbecued.
My favorite meme that I've seen in the last week was it's Luke, you know, trying to call Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru to tell them not to use their Samsung Galaxy Note. Yeah, it's pretty terrible. But
ouch!
Apparently, Samsung Galaxy Note 7 is not a thing. They tried to recall it, and then some of the repaired phones apparently also burst into flames. So they've just decided to, you know, stop selling them wholesale. I don't know if what that means, like if it must mean that they're just going to give everybody's money back, which I'm sure will not be good for Samsung this quarter.
I mean, the screen on my iPhone is messed up, but it doesn't catch fire.
Yeah. Moisture farming, that's a thing. Star Wars, also a thing. We're sort of going into spoiler territory, kind of sideways here, but the new trailer for Rogue One came out today. This is another one of those things where we should not be forced to wait for this to come out. We have to wait for the election. We have to wait a month for the election. We have to wait, you know, another month and a half for Rogue One. I really want to see that movie. it looks good. There was some noise about reshoots and how the feel of the film is going to be very different from kind of a, you know, the more straight ahead Star Wars movies, which I'm fine with. I think you can expand a universe and tell multiple stories in it. In a similar vein, the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the movie that is based on a book that J.K. Rowling wrote in the Harry Potter universe, but not with any of those characters. They and whoever's making the movie for that just announced that it's a five picture deal now, which is kind of out of nowhere, but there's a lot of stories to tell, is what they're saying. And I'm sure, you know, Disney would love to extend Star Wars beyond the life of the kind of the main storyline movies, the episode ones. I don't know what you call those. Don't call it episode one. That was real bad. But yeah, the kind of Skywalker line of movies, you can almost call it, I guess. But yeah, I think it's gonna be good. I have high hopes for it. I really want them to knock it out of the park, if only to have more AT-AT walkers running around shooting at stuff. I want Saving Private Ryan as a Star Wars movie.
Yes, please.
I'm not sure if that's what we'll get. The trailer says a lot of things, and they kind of drop a few details that I'm concerned spoils some of the movie for me, but I think it'll still be good. It'll still be something I want to watch. I think trailers do too good of a job sometimes in telling me what's happening. So I'm probably going to not seek out the trailer again after seeing it. I'm sure it'll be in front of a movie I see between now and then, though. So that's fine. A
If I
trailer.
encounter it at a real at the movie theater, then yeah, I'll see it. But I'm not going to the website again.
Yeah. Although I did watch the John Wick trailer like three times.
Oh yeah. Oh no. Yeah, I watched that one like multiple times. That I don't care. They can't spoil that for me.
Right. So I realized the reason those probably came out like re most recently was New York Comic Con was just this last weekend. I don't know of any other kind of big things that came out of that. Those were the Star Wars trailer and the John Wick trailer. I think it's funny that those are two non-comic things, but those came out at New York Comic Con. Similar to San Diego Comic Con, they've kind of just become entertainment cons,
Right.
which is fine. I think if they would like to have, you know, comics at those cons too, that would be great, because that's why I go anyway. I think, and then this last week was also the Alternative Press Expo. Oh no, that was 2 weeks ago. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. I'm confused.
No, some internet companies are not as good as others.
Yes, quite true, quite true. Actually, I think it's more the electrical company that powers said
Oh.
internet company's transmitting tower is what happened. But in any case, we should not dwell on the problems of the past. We should look ahead to the future, and hopefully we'll record in a more timely fashion. If you would like to be part of the podcast, if you want to participate in our picking of topics, or if you'd like to be on the show as a guest, it'd be cool. We'd love to have you on. Guests are a thing for the Not a Thing podcast. Please let us know in person if you see us. Tweet at us, say hello to us on Facebook, or write the HAL 900 on the notathingpodcast.com website, and we'll figure it out. We'd love to have you on the air. If you'd like to sponsor us, we're still looking for our first sponsor. Hashtag moon tent. But we'll get there eventually. And in the meantime, we'll continue making the show for free. Yay! Brendan, I'll talk to you next week.
Till next time, Alan.